welcome to The Truth. Here in our first podcast, we are talking about... First, I'm going to introduce myself, like what I do, what I expect of this. I want to tell you first that if you want like cheesy things and things like spill the tea and everything, here's your place. Second of all, I've talked also like important themes right now, so if you want to know everything, just stay a little bit longer. So first, I want to talk about Lil Dicky new video. Like, it's so awesome. Do you see it? Obviously, it's like everywhere. Just have these amazing people in there, like Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, like Katy Perry, and everyone there. And also, he has like Leonardo DiCaprio, like he's an actual in real life superhero, don't you think? Like, he cares for people, he cares for kids, he cares for the environment, he cares for animals, he cares for everyone. And like in the old Dicky song, if the aliens come, we can send Leonardo DiCaprio to help them to make this world a better world. So Lil Dicky is talking about a very important theme right now, like is the earth, the environment, the global warming. So the all the money that he has for this music video and everything is going to an account. Till then, he's going to talk to Leo to take an advice, sorry, for Leo to know what to do with that money, what costs to help, like whales, global warming, animals, the ocean, everything. He's going to give him advice, like this is the best cost, so you can go and send that money. And then we can talk, really, like Leo is so freaking handsome and so beautiful, so cute, so sweet, everything. But really, is he human? Because I'm concerned right now, because he and Justin Timberlake are like the most talented and cute persons in the world right now. And talking about Lil Dicky, he has this cool like website then you can go and visit and donate and buy merch and everything to help them, or be a volunteer. So if you want to, you can go. Yeah, you can help a lot of people, because right now we don't think the world warming is a thing, and it's very important to see it and help in the little bit things that you think, no, it's not gonna make a change. It's going to make it. Really, it's going to make it. If you make it and make it and everyone make it, it's going to make a change. Like, if you go to the beach, what is the point? And every second I'm going to the beach, every time I go to the beach, I think, what is the point to leave a bottle in there? Like, you can take it in your car or in your purse or in your own hands and go to a trash can and put it there. What did you let it down? Like, it's not a stupid thing to know, I know. But it's so important right now. Here where I live, I have like this, like a tropical thing. So we tried to be careful with everything. The nature is like our home, literally is our home. So think about it. Think like a person come to your home to eat, like a friend and everything, and your home is a mess. You have water bottles everywhere. You have your clothes, you have trash and food and everything, and you, like, it's awful. No one wants to come here right now or to come to your home. And why you do that to the planet that is your biggest home? Like, it makes no sense for me. Like, getting that apart, the second thing I want to talk about is, like, OMG. Kim Kardashian just had her fourth baby. And I'm, like, freaking out right now. Because you imagine have like four babies, and just recently your youngest girl turned 1 year old, like OMG. You think about it, but it's so amazing. I wish to see it because I think it's so freaking cute, this baby. Because Kanye and Kim make the most beautiful babies. Also, Chloe is not left behind. the little truth is True Thompson is so freaking beautiful, and take the most beautiful pictures of them. I just can't take it right now. So, okay, the third theme I want to talk about, the Met Gala. I know I'm late for this, but I'm just amazed of what the people get to there. Like, do you see James Charles with that thing? I don't even remember what that is called, because I was so amazed of that thing. And the shirtless thing, oh my god, it's so freaking amazing. And what else? Lady Gaga just served 4 outfits in the stairs. Like, OMG, you get like a full performance, you're in front of the paparazzi. Like, do you think it was like a normal thing to do? I don't know. But I was so amazed of that. Like, I just applaud that. Do you think you can do that? I can't even dress right for the night. And you can tell me that you did 4 fucking amazing costumes for that? Oh, I can't take it. Like, I was seeing that and I was looking at the television and just amazed. Slowly giving an applause. Because that deserved it. It just, oh my god, I don't need any one more. I don't need it. But I got, I have it. So, I know most of the, like, Latin people, like me, Latino, personas Latinas, know that Maluma goes to the Met Gala. But he don't have, like, enough shootings of pictures. They don't take, like, pictures of them. So, I was, like, concerned. I don't get to know while he was dressing, so then I see it in like in news and something like that. But what is that? So, why do you don't care of him? Why, if because he's a Latin artist? No, I don't think you can be that thing. Like, please, you can take at least one picture of them, right? But no, he was ignored. It was like a wall walking around and no one paying attention to him. So, tell me what you think about it. Then, what do we have? Oh, we have Zendaya. OMG, he was like the queen. Sorry, the princess. Because she was Cinderella, my mate. Cinderella, do you think? Oh my god, I'm like the most princess fan ever. And to see Cinderella turning into Zendaya, I don't know what I'm talking about right now, because seeing Zendaya turning into Cinderella, like in front of our eyes, with that dress that come to light right now, I can't. And then when she was walking around, her slipper fall out in the stairs, and it was a crystal slipper. Do you understand what is that? OMG, I can't take it right now. It's like the most gorgeous thing ever. I can go to Disney and see Zendaya. I can do it right now. If she wasn't princess, I will go and say, OMG, you have the best dress in the world. Now, let's talk about what is next. Oh, the new couple, Nick and Priyanka. Oh my god, I love them so much. Do you see Priyanka looks? Like that crown, it was like taken out of Game of Thrones. And you didn't even go to Game of Thrones. But girl, you deserve it. You had it, you take it, you go. Oh my god, it was the most amazing thing ever. What else? Oh, Nick and his makeup, because he has makeup, girls. And guys, you can wear makeup. Nick did it. So, yep, he served it, he got it, he goes. Now, I want you to think, to close your eyes and think about Kim and Kanye. First of all, Kim was expecting his 4th child and almost had it that night, but she showed up and she told everyone that if his baby was here, he didn't go, but she goes, and Kanye was serving it. You know why? Because he didn't draw attention, so everyone should be. I don't know how to pronounce it right now. I can even talk. Like, everyone will see Kim, because Kim was coming out of the ocean, seeing us and taking it. She was like, "Bitch, I'm here to take the crown of the Met Gala dress." And she was doing it. She has like these waterfalls going out of her arms, his legs. I don't know what he's going from. Has like this brown thing. Oh my God, it was so inspiring. I was like, oh, if I had that body, I will wear that. You got it, girl. So next was J-Lo. Oh my God. Do you think being like a Latino person and don't think about J-Lo in the Met Gala? Oh, please God, no. She have like this diamond dress, like go with his ring, like El Anillo Pa' Cuando, obviously. She has like his man right there, staring as he, I don't talk her anymore. Talking, seeing her and saying like, girl, you had it, I had it, I am lucky. Oh yeah, girl, you're lucky. Because she had like the most amazing, like, hair piece. Do you see it? Do you see that thing? The thing was falling in her face right now. She was like, girl, I can wear this all night. Oh yeah. She cool, she do, and she was. Oh yeah, I can't take it anymore. So what's next? OMG. Do you see, like, Celine Dion with that crown and that falling in her arms? I was like, I am in heaven right now, because she is an angel right now. She's like the ghost, like everything. She's like the queen of the angels. Oh my God, I was seeing things right now. I was like, she never aged. She have like, who knows what age, and I'm like, oh my God, she looks better than me. Oh no, I can't take it. And what do you think about the YouTubers going to this, to the Met Gala? I think it's a very good thing, because it's like now, like, make influencers right now to the community, to the boys, to the girls, to everyone. So I think like a smooth move to take them there and make shine and everything. So it was priceless. What else we have? Oh, next thing in the agenda is talking about James Charles and Tati. Like, these guys are having like the fight of the century right now. Like, everyone is throwing bullets to everywhere. Maybe I catch one and I get famous, because OMG, everyone started with, I don't even know, like, I'm so starstruck about it, like, I don't even know what happened there. Like, if you want me to talk about it, please come around the next time I make a podcast, maybe tomorrow. So I want to start like easy to take you to what I'm thinking, what I'm going to do. So also, if you want some tips, if you want some advisement of relationships and things, I can be serious too, you know. I'm studying right now to be a psychologist. So I don't want to give you like my psychology advice. I'm going to tell you like my life advice, but tell me what you want. And oh my God, we talk a lot tonight. So we meet tomorrow, and maybe we have more news tomorrow. Like, take a good sleep, good night, and see you tomorrow.